Boker Tov, Shavua Tov, welcome back. I apologize the past few days I was out sick, but thank God I'm back. Today's class should be for the Refuah Shlema of all the Cholim. Today's class is also the Avdil. Breakfast is sponsored this week, actually, by the Hamatian family in honor and merit and the Refuah Shlema for Ephraim ben Leah. As well as today, B'zad Hashem, we have a Mazal Tov to the Zerubbabeli family on the birth of a baby girl. Mazal Tov, Mazal Tov, Mazal Tov. Okay, we are starting a new book in the Torah, a new parasha, Parashat Vayikra. Parashat Vayikra and the book of Vayikra is all about, as we all know, all about the korbanot. It's all about the sacrifices. And here is where things start to get juicy and start to get interesting. So I want to start, before we jump into the offerings and the sacrifices and all of the details, and we're going to get into detail by detail, B'zad Hashem, and all of the parashiyot that go into the details of the sacrifices. I want to focus on just the first word in the parasha, which I think a lot of the commentators are startled by. And that is, if you look at the first word in the parasha, that is the last letter, right? We start out by Hashem calling out to Moshe. It says, "Vayikra el Moshe v'idaber Adonai elav me'ol moed lemor." Hashem calls out to Moshe, and if you look inside of a Sefer Torah, if you look inside of the actual Torah, the word "Vayikra," Hashem calls out, is written with a small aleph, vav yud kuf resh aleph. The aleph is written in small, and the Torah never does that without reason. So the question is why? And of course, we all know the commentaries come out and they say, really, you have to go to the story of Bil'am. When Hashem called out to Bil'am, how did He call out to Bil'am? It says, Vayikar. It says, without an aleph. Now, what's the difference if He calls it Vayikar or Vayikra? Vayikra is calling out with reason. Hashem is calling out to Moshe because He has a reason. He has a loving reason. He wants to speak to Him. Vayikar is kind of coming from the word mikre, as an occurrence, something that happens. And Vayikar, by Bil'am, when Hashem called out to Bil'am, it was kind of like, he didn't have so much interest to speak to him, but he called to him. So Moshe, the story is that Moshe wanted his calling out, the way Hashem called out to him, the revelation of how Hashem appeared to him and spoke to him, to be the same as how he spoke to Bil'am. He wanted to lower himself to the level of how Hashem spoke to Bil'am. So he said to Hashem, "Hashem, I want to take this aleph out in my word also. I want it to just say Vayikar. I want it to just be that you spoke to me the same way you spoke to Bil'am. This is Moshe's humility. But I want to take Moshe's humility to the next level." And then so the way they explain it is that Hashem didn't want to do that. He didn't want Moshe to be on the same level as Bil'am, the way He called out to him. So He said, "I'm going to put an aleph, but I'll put a small aleph so that it's not so big, so it's not, you know, not maybe not so noticeable." But let me ask you a question. Anyone who looks inside of a Torah, when you see that first word, Vayikra, and you see the aleph is small, every single person will ask, "What's going on here? Why is the aleph small?" And every single person will come to realize it's because of Moshe's humility. So if Moshe is so humble and is so down to earth, why would he have wanted that there be a small aleph so that everyone will always remember how humble he is? Because a humble person doesn't want people to know how humble they are. They're always running away from honor, not running towards it. But over here, and of course Moshe is the same. As the Torah tells us, Moshe is the most humble person on the face of the earth. So why is it that there's an aleph over here if Moshe didn't want it? Moshe didn't want any letter over there. He didn't want an aleph. What is it? What is the Torah trying to teach us over here? And I think, and of course, yeah, Hashem put it, but the question is, Moshe didn't want the honor. He wanted humility. If he's going after humility, didn't he realize that if I go after it and Hashem puts an aleph that's smaller or it's different, that everyone is going to be talking about it and speaking about it, and everyone's always going to be speaking about my humility. So it's really me going after honor because everyone's going to be speaking about my humility. Why didn't this thought go through his head? And I think the following answer is the reason. Moshe genuinely wanted no Aleph. He wanted there to. He wanted his conversation to be the same level as Hashem's conversation with Bil'am. He wanted it to be gone. He wanted it to be completely gone. And I thought of a beautiful lesson that Moshe was trying to teach us here. Moshe was trying to teach us that true humility is when you want nothing. Is when you want yourself gone. Is you don't want anything for yourself. You want the letter Aleph taken out completely. And when you want that letter Aleph completely taken out, only then will Hashem put a letter in that seems smaller, but it actually is bringing so much more kavod, so much more honor to you than you'll ever realize. So Moshe didn't want the Aleph at all. True. Why was the Aleph put there? Small? To show his humility. But if he had known that it was going to be there, why did he go after fighting for none? Because true humility is when a person says, I don't want anything for my name. I want absolutely zero. I want no one to honor me. I don't want anyone to look at me and give me kavod. This was Moshe Rabbeinu. And because he acted in that way, Hashem said, I'm going to put the small letter Aleph so that everyone for generations and generations, when they get to the first word of the book of Vayikra, they're always going to be talking about you, Moshe. That you were so down to earth, you were so humble. You were always looking to pull yourself down and lower and lower. There's unbelievable amounts of stories how much we could speak about humility. I want to share one story that really resonates with me, but I think everyone can take their own story and lessons. There was a very big rabbi, Rabbi Ben Sion Abba Shaul. He was actually Rabbi Ben Chaim's rabbi. And there's a story that was written about him that when they would start praying in his kanisa, he wouldn't just walk into the kanisa. He would wait for them to get up to Baruch Shamar, that everyone in the kanisa would be standing, and only then you would walk in. And so one time the students came over to him and asked him, they said, Rabbi, I don't understand, why are you coming in Baruch Shamar? Why don't you come in, you know, come in Hodu, come in before, come in, put in your tefillin earlier. Why are you coming in Baruch Shamar? He said, because I don't want to burden everyone to stand for me. So I'm going to come in at a time that everyone's already standing. The way the Gedolim used to think is beyond the mindset that a human being would usually think. The way a gadol, someone who really understands what true humility is always thinking, how can I possibly pull myself out as much as possible and not receive kavod, not receive honor, I don't want to go after honor. So much to the extent that they hate it. And only then will all of the honor come. And that's when everyone gives honor to that type of person. I'll share with you even a personal story with Mr. Basalian. We know, of course, one of our leaders in our community, our Harava Manhig of our community, is Abba Basalian. So what happened was, there was a time where Rabbi Ben Chaim had asked me to speak, give a few words, Divrei Torah. And I saw that he was wrapping his tefillin, he had to leave. So when Rabbi Ben Chaim had called me, he noticed that I was going up to speak. But he had already finished wrapping his tefillin before Aleinu, he was about to walk out. He got to the door, and then as he got to the door, he stopped and he came back and he sat down. So I saw this from behind, and I said, okay, he probably wants to stay for Aleinu. And then I went up to speak. I finished speaking, Chazak Baruch. And then he walks out before Baruch Hu. So I think to myself, I said, why did he go to the door, sit down? And he said, I saw from the way he looked at me, he said, maybe I thought that he's going to walk out before I speak and maybe I'll get hurt from it. They said, you know what, I'll stay extra couple of minutes, even though I don't have time, I'll stay extra couple of minutes just so that nobody will get hurt. So that someone understands what true humility is, understands that it's not about ourselves. It's not about you. Life is not about you. Life's about doing for others. Life's about paying attention and thinking about for other people. That's what life's all about. Moshe Rabbeinu is the epitome of this message. Moshe Rabbeinu is trying to teach us, run away from honor. Run as far away from honor as you possibly can. And the more you run away, the more honor will chase after you. Because the way Hashem created the world, Hashem wants us to run after humility. He wants us to be humble. To the extent, and I'll finish with this, that the Rambam writes, that one of the two character traits that a person has to go extreme. In all character traits, Rambam says you have to take the middle ground. But there's two character traits that Rambam says you have to take an extreme. One is anger. He says you should never get angry. And number two is being full of oneself. He says a person should never, under any circumstance, ever be full of themselves. Ever have haughtiness. He should always be trying to achieve true humility. And this is what Moshe Rabbeinu is trying to teach us. And I think this is why there's a small aleph in our parasha. There's a small aleph in the first word of the parasha, and the first word of the new book of the Torah that we're starting, to come and teach us that Moshe Rabbeinu is the epitome of humility. He was running after trying to remove his name so that he could be equivalent to Bil'am. Bil'am HaRasha. Understand what Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to do. always try to have your mindset be, how can I be more down to earth? How can I be more humble? How can I try to be, go after less honor, go after less kavod, not try to have more people who credit me and accredit me for what I'm doing. Try to be less. It'll make you feel more accomplished when you feel inside that you're more of a down-to-earth person. And I pray and hope that as we are more down-to-earth, as we're more humble, and we try to pull ourselves down a little bit more, Hashem will raise all of us up higher and higher and higher, B'zad Hashem. Have a great day, everyone.